According to a new poll released this week, most Texans surveyed think parents should be required to vaccinate their children. TPR's Bioscience and Medicine reporter Bonnie Petrie took a closer look at those who don't.
16% of surveyed Texans don't think parents should be required to vaccinate their children, which may not seem like much.
But when you're talking about vaccines, it doesn't, you know, 1 in 10 parents or 2 in 10 parents not vaccinating their children is actually all it takes to create a problem. And so it can affect 100% of the kids. So when you're seeing something that's in the neighborhood of 1 in 10 or 1 in 5 people, it's actually pretty consequential.
Joshua Blank is the manager of polling and research at the Texas Politics Project at UT Austin, and he helped conduct this year's Lyceum poll, which focused on Texans' attitudes about health care. Blank says while attitudes on most issues fall along clear party lines, that's not true of vaccination.
It's not the case that there are necessarily a bunch of Republicans who are against vaccines or a bunch of liberal Democrats who are against vaccines. Actually, there are no major partisan differences in people's evaluation of the benefits of vaccines. Where you see the real differences are in socioeconomic status.
Let's take, for example, the question about whether the benefits of having your child vaccinated outweigh the risks. 69% of Texans who make less than $40,000 a year do think vaccine benefits outweigh the risks. But when pollsters surveyed Texans who make more than $40,000 a year, that figure jumps to 82%. Having a college education also makes a Texan more likely to believe the benefits of vaccination outweigh the risks.
And it's not that the people with less income or less education automatically think that vaccines are bad or that the risks outweigh the benefit. They just have less certainty. They don't know.
A partisan break is noticeable when Texans were asked if vaccines should be required for school children. 12% of Democrats believe parents should be able to opt their children out of required vaccines. For Republicans, that number jumps to 20%. Bonnie Petrie, Texas Public Radio News.